We are, I'm not going to count the lines because it's very hard to count from the top, but we can count to Tosis, go across Taisos, Samukh, Leperkam, and go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. The last word on the line, Matnissen. Matnissen, the like Elab Kurbishua. Our Mishnah, which says that a person needs to get two kids, two children, two boys, two girls, whatever the shit it was. But once he does that, there's no obligation to have more children. At least the Mishnah does not insinuate in any way that a person should have more than two children. He has an obligation to do more. Just two children is not like Rabbi Shua. Tanya Rabbi Shua, I mean, not the other Isha Bialdusai, Yisra Isha Bizaknusai. If a person married a woman when he was young, he should still be married to a woman when he's older. That is like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said, we were Madaik of the Mishnah, a person shouldn't be alone without a wife. Even if he had children when he was young, he should continue having children when he was older. In the morning, I don't know how he translates Zerah Zerecha, plant your seeds, sow your seeds, and in the evening don't withhold, don't stop. You don't know which one is going to work out. How does he learn Yikasher? What?
Which will succeed?
If they all succeed, it's even better. So what Rabbi Shua is saying is a chiyuv to have many more children. Our Mishnah did not say that. That is Rabbi Shua's opinion. Even if you learn too young, you should learn when you're older. You don't know which Tamidim will be successful. Now, the question is, what's the Havamina that the person shouldn't learn? If you've got children, you can say it's a finite mitzvah. Have two children. After that, you're punter. But by learning, why would I think if you learn Torah when you're young, you don't have to learn Torah when you're older? It's a mitzvah. It's like saying you wear tefillin when you're young, you have to wear tefillin when you're older. Obviously, that's the mitzvah to put on tefillin every day. The mitzvah to learn Torah every day. By children, you can say the mitzvah is to have two children, and then you can stop. So Rabbi Shua has to tell me, no, you have to have more. But by Torah, what's the Havamina? So the Mefarshim explained that one can think that Torah is a means to fight the Yetzer Hara. And when he gets older, his Yetzer Hara weakens because he can't do half the things that he was once upon a time was able to do. Maybe he doesn't have to learn as much. So the Pasuk tells you, no, you have to keep on learning no matter what age you are. That's how they explain this Gemara. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. So Rashi, Matisse, Nitoni, Elam, Kedom, Yeshlo, Yibotel. If he has children, he can stop having more children. The like of Yeshua. La'erev, La'ezik, Nasai, Eze, Yikasher, Eze, Zeri, Yehogim, V'yore, Shemayim, U'miskayim. Rashi says, Hogim, appropriate child, Yore, Shemayim, U'miskayim, and will survive. You know, Rachman, Lutzlan, there are people that don't survive. So the more children a person has, the better off he has for leaving over children that survive and continue on in serving the Rabbi Nishlaila. Right. Tumti Gemara. Famous Gemara. Shnayim Amru. Chazal tell us. Shnayim Aser Elav Zugim Tamidim. 12,000 pairs of Tamidim. 24,000. Hay Loiler of Akiva Megibus Antifras. He had from the city of Givus. How do you pronounce that word? Just curiosity. I always say Givus.
Givus.
To Antifras. Migvas to Antifras. The Kula Mesu Beperik Echad. And they all died in the same time, which we know as Sfiras Haimer. They died during the first 33 days of Sfiras Haimer. They did not give each other covet. Vayayilim Shamein. And the world was desolate. Achabara Bekiva Abisenu Shabadaram. Mr. Bekiva lost his whole yeshiva. It is, you think about it, a mind-boggling thing. Here's your Bekiva at the yeshiva of 24,000 Tamidim, and with their period between Pesach and Shavuos, that Gemara will explain, they all died out. And there's nobody left. The yeshiva is empty, and there's no other yeshiva functioning in the world. Well, your Olam Shamein, the world is desolate. Rabbi Kiva goes to Rabbi Seinu Shabbatarim, Vishanulahem. He finds himself five Tamidim in the south. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. The Haim, Haim, Amidu Taira. We have our Taira. Rabbi Akiva's Torah came through those five Talmidim. They're the ones that established Torah. So if you think about it, that means, imagine how much more Torah would have been established if there would have been 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. But the answer is, they weren't fit to be the ones to establish the Torah.
What does Torah mean?
One time. One year. Kufa. No, not even less. That's your Perikacha.
In the same year?
Same year.
I thought it was
Not necessarily the same year. I don't know. I thought it was the same year. And according to the Mepharshim, they died within 33 days, meaning they only died on certain days. Certain days they didn't stay locked by, but they stopped dying. Seems that they died in 33 days.
24,000. Just lost half, you scored the entire shiur, and they're going to celebrate on the 30th. It's okay, you're relieved not celebrate, but the doctor, this is the end.
That's because of Jim Brees going
off. No, also because Rabbi Akiva is the response to the tragedy. Rabbi Akiva is the response.
Yeah, but I don't know how fast he got there by the Tanisha Batarim. I don't know if he got there by Lag Bimer time, you know what I mean?
Rabbi
Akiva, they all died in a horrendous death. Mahi? I'm Rav Nachman Askara, which is an illness that starts in the intestines and spreads to the throat and chokes the person, which is commonly referred to as diphtheria, according to Archro. Baruch Hashem, everybody, some help that there's a vaccine for that today. But that is a horrendous disease, and they all died. The Mashal says, why did they get such a horrendous disease? Because Mistama, if they weren't Noyakav and Zeb and Zeb, they spoke Lashon Hara. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that for Lashon Hara, a person can get Rachman all the time, Askara. Rashi.
Rabbi, can I ask you a quick question? How could they all have been doing the same thing? How could all 24,000 of them been
culture,
whatever
culture,
it is?
The culture was that.
Well, if the
culture was
that,
lack of respect for each other. Now, again, it's a very, very difficult Gemara because you would assume that these people learned by Rabbi Akiva, they were in a higher madrega than me, right? And
well,
they were,
I
you
know,
come with that, but that, like, no, like, you know. Again, you can say your own shot, and it's a difficult Gemara to understand. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it seems from the Gemara that was the culture, again.
But Rabbi Akiva set the culture. Rabbi Akiva hit their culture. Why wasn't he chayav for that?
Again, I don't know if he set that culture. He taught them Torah. Their interpersonal relationships, I don't know if you can blame Chas v'Shalom, you can't blame that on Rabbi Akiva. I once heard of Vart, you know, I have to be very careful when I say over at Vart, it's ape shot. It's not necessarily flip shot. I once heard of Vart, he asked the question, where was Rabbi Akiva? Why didn't he give the Musar Shmuz? So, I once heard of Art that each agreed to Rabbi Akiva Shmuz for somebody else. You know, you hear a Shmuz, the Rav tells you something, you say, you know, that guy talking needs to work on it.
Where's the record for the guy to say that?
Again, I just said it's a Vart.
Who's the guy that said it? And where was
he's not a guy. He might be a Borner guy, number one. And number two is, he just said, I know some people that write Vector Chumash also. You can ask them what's their Makar, right? You know, people say Shtik Luch Torah. You don't ask them always what their Makar is. That's their understanding of something.
Rabbi, you could have a huge shul of 300 yidden, and there's a culture within the shul, and there's a culture within the city, but you're not going to get 300 yidden of anything. You're always going to have some.
I don't
some
have outline. A better answer. The Gemara says that was their culture. They were not Noyakav and Zeb and Zeb.
What does that mean?
Well,
the
thing
about being Yasso is the thing.
Well, if they did it, that was negative, would you be positive? Or?
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. I don't know. One thing I know from this Gemara is that we have to be Noyakav for people. Shamim Shinishtakha Torah, the Torah was forgotten. Meaning, 24,000 people died out, the Torah was forgotten. It is a very difficult Gemara to understand. I am not going to say that it's easy. I mean, he lost 24,000 Talmidim.
I'm sorry.
Nothing about that. I'm a Rav Masna Halacha Kriv Yeshua. We paskin like Kriv Yeshua that a person should have as many children as he can. Right. I'm a Rav Tanchum, I'm a Rav Chanaloy. I don't know if this is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. I don't know. I don't have an Evan Ezra here. I don't know what the Halacha is, Lamaisa, whether we tell people. I can take a look. This is brought down. I don't know if that chalik is here.
Come back yet?
There it is.
Who is the magistrate, by the way, Rabbi?
That?
That they were guilty of stinginess. This does not contradict our brother. The disrespect they show was an outward benefit of their inner flaw, stinginess. They begrudge the other's success and learning.
Okay. I don't know what am I supposed to say.
What are the things you say that they should not own? What are the things you say in the morning?
Modani?
The bracha you say in the morning, what are the things it says? You shouldn't make a stumbling block. What are the initial... Or he said it once.
He wrote them to be here?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah. There's something you said
at the beginning of the
morning.
Remember Borkin said
it once?
Thank you, Shah. You say it every day. Okay. Right.
No.
The Mishnah, what?
How did the Rebbe learn that?
The Mashal learns it's two separate things. And I want my friends to be happy with my learning. Not like Rashi. Rashi learns I shouldn't make a mistake and they'll be happy with my mistake.
Right.
Yeah, Mashiach says that's a very difficult
job. What Rashi learns is very...
It's still, again, it's good. Whatever you'll say, it's a very difficult Gemara. Again, Harvey's question, 24,000 people. No, there's a lot of people doing the same Aveira or the same lack of mitzvah. Whatever way you're going to learn, it's a difficult Gemara. Not to give my advice. Again, I'm not arguing with you. I just don't know. I said it. You're learning because on their level, they weren't not going to go with that. I don't know. I don't have a better shot. I'm not saying that. I don't know.
Well, why can't
there
be the answer?
I don't
know
what
is
the answer.
What's everything so crazy?
Let's show the car.
I'm not here
A person that's not married lacks happiness, blessing, and goodness. So the Torah talks about simcha being a family thing. A family is zeicher to more blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And good for a person. Good for his spirituality. And good for his gashmias, he gets more brachas. And he good for his spirituality to be not to be alone.
Seems like it's also good for the woman. Same reason.
100%.
That's what it says.
Because the obligation is for the man to get married. Right? He's the one that marries the woman. So therefore, we talk to him. Rashi? No, Rashi. Rabbi Secha Isha. That's all it says. Right. But my Rav Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they say, like Tyra, person that's not married, lacks in Tyra. He's not able to achieve the same level in Tyra. He doesn't have a wall, something protecting him from influences that could hit him when he's single. If I don't have my help, my aid, my person that helps me, Tashia means wisdom, Tyra, is pushed away from me. Meaning a person who's married has a bigger shot in the Shemaya in understanding Tyra. And below Chayma, the Siv, the Kema, the slave of Gover. The girl surrounds the man, meaning she protects her husband from outside influences, from Hirur, and things that can affect a man. Rabbi Ba'ula Amar B'loy Shalom. Rabbi Ba'ula says he lacks, you know, we try and translate the word shalom to be peace, but it's more than that. It's shleimus. It's completeness, to be complete. Peace means when a person has a certain completeness to him. He's, what word am I looking for? Not completely. Shleimus, I don't know.
Content.
Fulfillment. The Siv Yadata Kishalom Aluch, you'll know that your tent, your wife is called your tent, is peace. And you'll remember your abode, which means again your wife, and you won't sin. Rashi, he made his Rasi be Ishni, the fifth Asia connect, that a woman is considered a person's help. Rashi is a very practical thing. If you don't have a wife, you're busy cooking and cleaning and doing everything. But Hamud and Mishtakach, you don't have as much time to learn. So practically speaking, being married allows the person more time to function. Right? The tenth of a person is considered his wife. A person who knows his wife is a Yirei Shemayim. She's a woman that fears heaven. They ain't a piked up, and he doesn't fulfill her needs when he should, meaning her physical needs. Nikra chaytay, that's a sin. Shenema v'yadata ki sholem alech, if your tent is sholem, has Yerushalayim, which is shlemus, then v'katan avecha, you should remember her, v'laytechta. Don't not give her what she deserves. Now, is it machlokes rishayim here? I'm going to learn Rashi, then I'm going to speak out the other rishayim. Look, Rashi. Where is it? The impact of attachment is einasa. Rashi says he withholds the time that she deserves. Right? We had Masechta Shabbos, the amount of time a husband has to spend with his wife. He knows his wife is a Yerei Shemayim, and he doesn't fulfill her needs. He's doing an aveira. The other Rishayim are bothered by that. That's an obligation. That should have nothing to do with whether she is or isn't a Yerei Shemayim. So let's just do the next Rashi. Ki shalom halach shleima b'yirah shemayim. So the Torah and other Rishayim learn not that way. They learn that if a person knows his wife is a yirah shemayim, if she desires more time with him, more than the ayinah, he should give it to her as a hakaras hatayv for her yirah shemayim, which permeates the atmosphere of the house. So because she's a yirah shemayim, even if she wants more than quote unquote the chiyav is, but you should give it to her. She deserves it. For bringing the Yerushalayim to the house.
What's the chiyuv?
The chiyuv is whatever the ayna is, right? Once a week, twice a week. There's a gemara and subas we learned, depending on what the person's job is.
Does it depend on the male or the woman?
The ayna chiyuv is the husband to his wife.
Right. So it's really she determines it.
No, he determines it.
What if she demands more?
That's the question. What if she wants more? Okay. Rashi learns that a person who doesn't fulfill his obligation to his wife, and she's a Yerei Shemayim, gets a chet. The other Rishayim are bothered if it's an obligation, it's a chet whether she is or isn't a Yerei Shemayim. So they learn that a person who doesn't give his wife the extra she might desire when she's a Yerei Shemayim, that's not obligatory on him. That's his thing. He's doing a chet, because here is this woman adding so much to the house. You should respond by giving her what she wants, whether she is or isn't entitled to it. That's what the other Rishayim learn. Something about it. V'yamar Rabbi Shua Malik. Now, here is a major machlokes Rishayim. And it isn't a geil halacha theoretically. Not theoretically, it could be practically. But let me just explain Rashi's pshat, which is a chiddush, and the other Rishayim's pshat, which is less of a chiddush. Amar Rabbi Shua Malik. A person has to remember his wife, have a relationship with his wife, when he's planning to travel. You should know that your tent is at peace. Because what happens is, at a point when he's leaving, she has a bigger desire for him. And therefore, it's his obligation to fulfill that desire. Right? Zok the Gemara, you need that pasuk. We learn it out from a different pasuk. It says, "Ishek Chukasek." Chava was told that a woman will desire her husband. That a woman has, I don't know how you see it from there, that a woman has a big desire for her husband when he leaves. So it says already then that she desires and therefore he should fulfill it. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, does he say any more about that, how we learn from Elisha Chukasek?
Yeah.
They
have to.
What?
Does he say anything? No.
It has to be. What's the riot of this?
Again, I don't know, John.
No,
I'm asking.
No, I don't know, people left the lawn. There's more, you know, there's stuff happens when the guy goes away.
No, what it's saying is that, what is it, when you leave, it breeds, when he's leaving, she automatically, he's automatically missing him already because he's planning to leave.
And miss an interval. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, she desires him more. I just don't see where you see from the pasuk Elisha Chukasek that, but I don't know. But that's what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak and Nitzchak of the Samach Levesta. Now, we hear it's a machlekes Rishayim. There is a time in the month that a person's not allowed. I'm learning Rashi. I'm not pasuking now. There's a time in the month that a person's not allowed to be with his wife when she has a vest. Like, let's say, Ein Abeinanis, when she has the time that she has to separate because she might be seeing blood. It's an obligation to separate. Zuck Rashi, that if he's leaving town, he should have that relationship even during that time period. Because her desire overcomes that iser. The kama, amareva aina. How much does a person have to separate? One aina. If she sees by day, he separates by day. If she sees by night, he separates by night. If he goes to the road, he can violate that iser because of his wife's desire. That's Rashi's pshat. That's Rashi's pshat. Rashi. Zuck Rashi. We're going to do it in a second. Zuck Rashi. I'm sorry. She has a bigger desire. When he goes out, he should remember her. I know. So other Rishayim are very bothered by this because they say, right, how can it be? It's usher, it's usher. In fact, there's a Malyamah that says it might be even a deraisa to separate at that time. So how could it be allowed? Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns, this is Taisus, that it means to spend time with her, not the Tashmish. He should make sure he talks to her. He spends time with her. There's time, ways of a man, a husband can spend time with his wife to make her feel good without Tashmish. And that's his obligation. Even Bishas Vesta. Even though at that point he cannot have a relationship with her, but he's obligated to make up for it as best as he can. That's the way Taisus explains it. That's how we paskel halacha. We are not matir b'shas vesta. Now, what happens is, there's another factor that plays in, and again, I don't paskel halacha l'maisa, at least here, and that is, some rishayim hold, there's an arz ruah shita, that the aina is not only the aina of the vest, but is the aina before the vest. Meaning, if a woman sees at night, you separate the day before. If a woman sees by day, you separate the night before. So there's those that say if he's traveling, that extra chumrah he can drop. But again, that's not Parshat Shat in the Gemara. Parshat Shat in the Gemara seems to be the Aina. So Rashi learns he can absolutely have a relationship with her. Taisus disagrees. And most Rishayim, again, I didn't count Rishayim, seem to learn like Taisus. That it means he should talk to her, appease her. Spend time with her. Take her out for supper. Whatever it takes to make her feel good, not a relationship which is usher, even though he can't have a relationship, he should go out of his way to make her feel good.
Is that the
kind of mitzvah of Aina? No, Aina is not saying a mitzvah of Aina. It's saying even the Aina of Isser Vest. The comma, how much is the Isser Vest? Aina. Aina means the time.
So what I meant is the mitzvah of Aina the Torah.
The mitzvah of Aina and the Torah is a person should give his wife time. Excuse me. The mitzvah is to give her time with a relationship. It includes giving her time, period.
Talking to her and taking her out to, what was that restaurant we had? We used to have
Empire.
This restaurant?
Empire.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
That you become a mitzvah with that?
Yes. Because the mitzvah, I don't know. Totality, I don't know. Part of the mitzvah, yes.
Why is everybody...
Again, I said I answered you. I don't know what the total mitzvah, but for sure you make a mitzvah with that. Correct. Yes. Person who spends time with his wife gets a mitzvah. Correct. 100%.
When we say that a man shouldn't be alone, it says because below shalom, an unmarried man is without peace. What do we mean by that?
Well, I said there's two ways to understand that. Either it means he's not as content, because, but the way I did, because he lacks shleimus.
Because is he thinking about other stuff?
No. Let's say just not a complete person.
Because he's not a complete person.
A complete person is a unit of a husband and wife. That's the complete person.
Am I ready? Can I ask a question?
You always can ask a question.
Okay, I don't want this to sound like I'll be cautious, but of all places to learn it, that a woman, you have a chiyuv if she's Yirah Shamayim. So Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas and she gave to her husband. And also, Adam left his wife for years and years. And that's where we learn the Makor for this.
First of all, we're not learning a Makor from Adam and Chava. I don't know where in the world you see Adam and Chava.
Because it's Isha Tishoke.
And it has nothing to do with that Yerushalayim thing. There's two pieces of Gemara here. One is that a wife that's a Yerushalayim, the husband should make sure, according to Rashi, that he fulfills his obligation, according to other Rishayim, that he gives her more than his obligation. Number two is, when a man leaves the road, he should take into account that his wife needs extra attention at that point.
You say, isn't that the pasuk you said it's from Bereshis?
The pasuk Ishak Chukatik was when a man leaves the travels, he should give his wife extra time. That's what it said. Nothing to do with Yerushalayim. The Gemara Yerushalayim was a Gemara that talked about something else. That was three lines before that.
Uh-huh.
Two
lines of
word.
Okay.
Wife protects her husband from contemplating improper thoughts.
That's the Saviv Gaber. That's Beloy Chaima.
How do you have Shalom?
I mean, what's the difference between Beloy Chaima and Beloy Shalom? According to you, it's one and the same. The Gemara lists things, right? It's Beloy Bracha, Beloy Taiva, Beloy Simcha, Beloy Taira, Beloy Chaima, Beloy Shalom. Six things. There's six things that a wife gives her husband. And with all due respect, you read me a piece of art scroll, which is a great piece of the pasuk that says Nekeva to Saivim Gavra, which is in Yirmiyah.
And right after that,
that's the pasuk that says Beloy Chaima.
Right.
Then the Gemara says an extra thing, more than Chaima. There's six separate things. By the way, the Karen Ira, anybody's interested, goes through how those six things correspond to the six brachas and sheva brachas. Besides the Rabbi Agavan.
Who says it?
The Karen Ira goes through how these six things, like bracha, like taiva, like life, correspond to six parts of the six brachas of the sheva brachas. So if you want to have a sheva brachas story, you can take a look at the Karen Ira. But I'm not going to get involved with it because I have trouble understanding some of it, so I'm not even going to speak it out. But I have trouble understanding it. The Karen Ira is the Karen Ira. It doesn't need my eskalema. But Beloy Shalom is more than Beloy Chachma. Beloy Chachma, Chaima, right.
I mean, I want to hear what Moshe was alluding to. It sounded like Benishtam giving this to the women almost like a punishment.
The Pasuk says that Chava was told as part of her punishment that she will need her husband more than her husband needs her.
That's right.
That's what it says. Vel Ishek Chukaseh Vahu Yim Shobak.
That's
the nature of women.
I didn't know that was a punishment.
I know that today we seem to make believe that women are the same as men. Everything is equal. There's no difference, right? Mom is not mom anymore, and dad is not dad anymore, right? Everything is different, right? Today we live in a crazy world, nutty world, that people make believe that. But the metzias of the thing is, I heard from my Rabbi Weinberg, and I once sent it over in a shir to fry people in South Haven, and a lawyer was there. He was so amazed by it, he said he can't wait to use it in court. That Rabbi Weinberg said that women's rights will never work as long as a woman is called a woman. Because the word woman means from man. That's what the word means. Isha is me ish l'kach azayis. the English translation of Me'ish L'Kachazayis is woman, from man. So it's admitting right there and then that woman came from man. The word itself is indicative. Okay, but I'm not here to talk politics or current events. I'll leave that for other people. But don't think of my right. The Hanibilu is by Rishas. This is only if he's traveling for Rishas. Abu, the Dvar Mitzvah Mitrini. But for Dvar Mitzvah, he's too busy. Now, meaning he is busy in a way that we want him to be busy, and therefore doesn't have the obligation to have to take care of his wife, because Rashi says Tupshatim. Rashi, what's the difference? A man that can take care of his wife and then go for the mitzvah. The Rashi of Hanibilu is the point that he also is Dvar Rishas. Taking care of his wife is going to take him away from the focus of his trip. Now, if the trip is a dvar mitzvah, listen, you have an obligation to your wife. But if it's a dvar mitzvah, we don't want to take away the focus of the mitzvah. Inami, but you're planning, you're involved in it. Inami, mitrid b'tash mishvivato b'mitzvah. There's always a risk that when the person has the relationship with his wife, he'll say, the trip is not worth it. And if it's a mitzvah, we don't want him to have that. That's what Rashi said.
Yeah, but why all the time it's behind mitzvah?
Because obviously he has to do a mitzvah, so we don't. I don't know what the mitzvah is.
Behind mitzvah?
Again, it is only because you're leaving. So we're saying if you're going for a mitzvah, that extra obligation is not there.
What you're doing now is not a mitzvah. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
No, I'm saying my only highness behind it today.
The only reason it's a mitzvah is because he's going to travel. If it's going to keep him from traveling, and we want him to travel because it's a mitzvah, then we don't have that mitzvah. I don't understand your question. Why is he having his? Why is he giving extra time to his wife?
Because it's going away into a mitzvah.
But he's not, might not go away because of it.
Oh, right. So the bottom line is what should we do now because of it?
So you have to go for this mitzvah, right?
Right. Therefore, and we don't have to do this other thing.
Exactly. And because it might stare you from doing the mitzvah,
right,
that you have to go do.
Let him not do that mitzvah. He'll do this mitzvah.
Then he won't have to do this mitzvah if he's not doing that mitzvah. If he's not traveling, he has no mitzvah to be with his wife. This extra time with his wife is only because of his travel.
Certain people have it every day, wasn't
it? But that's not what we're talking about, obviously.
You know what I'm saying, we're not
listening. We can't be talking about that because it's not extra time.
Right.
Tana Rabbanan. This is Patskin the Halacha. Person who loves his wife like himself. That's a chiyuv. One of the husband's obligations to his wife is to love her like he loves himself. But he has to be mechabed her more than himself. He has to treat her with greater respect than he treats himself. Now, some of Farshim learn kibud means buying her nice clothing, and some of Farshim learn simple. You just have to respect her more than you respect yourself. And you raise your children properly. Which is a machlokes rishayim, what it means. But pashtus, it means as soon as they can get married. Marry them off as soon as they can get married. Some say before bar mitzvah. Some say after their bar mitzvah. Whatever it is. If you do this, you should know you did the right thing. Marriage was good for you. You had a complete marriage. Complete marriage because you did the obligations to your wife and the obligations to your family. Rashi. A woman's embarrassment is worse than a man. A woman just needs more respect. She cannot be dragged in the mud. A person himself can do whatever he wants. To himself, that's his problem. But to his wife, he has to treat her with more respect. Don't have to wake your wife up.
I'll say to Rabbi now, and people listen also. My wife is up before a lot of people this year.
I'm telling you.
That's
called Mechavda. I'm just telling you a fact right now. I am a Shreinav, one who loves his neighbors. And he's good to his relatives. And he marries his sister's daughter. And Rashi explains, person loves his sister more than he loves his brother, and therefore, by marrying her daughter, there'll be an inbred love for each other, because they're related to each other, that love was there before, and it increases. Tysus learns that batachaisu and batachav are equal. It means that a person should marry relatives, because marriage with relatives has a better chance of working, because they think more alike. Now, again, 100%, so is a brother's daughter, 100%. However, doctors today are not very wary about this, because of the genes, that the gene pool is not good, because they sometimes, but there are people that do this.
No.
Yes.
No, I heard of the same thing.
Rabbi Pitter's son married his sister's daughter. He did. Nice about the chayse. The Gemara says it's a good thing to do. And when a person needs money, he's there to lend them to him. All of Akasavimer, us tikruv Hashem Yana, you will daven and Hashem will listen. To Shaveya, you will cry out, Vayomer Hineini, and Hashem say, I'm prepared to do what I have to do. Rashi, us tikruv. Now let me next step. Before that, it says, Kisira Aram Bakisisa, if you see somebody who's undressed, dress him. Hainu Daichika Ani. That's saying when an Ani is in a hard time. It says, do not look away from your own flesh and blood. Hainu Ayav Shainav Shahin Kikraibav. Your neighbors are right relatives. Umakarav is Kraibav. Venaisa Basachaisa. That all goes into Mesharcha Lysisalim. And the Pasik says, Asikra Vashem Yana Teshaveya Vayamer Hineni.
Yeah, but where, I thought the Krovav comes first.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It's a pecking order, I thought.
In the tzedakah, it's a pecking order, but in taking care of people, loving your their neighbors and being nice to your relatives, or why is one better than the other? You can do both.
So we're not talking about mumu.
No, not. Simon Isha Karka Ezer Zayshte Habrecha Is Takwi Pachsi. Amar Ablazer. Call Adam Shain Lo Ishain Adam. Person who doesn't have a wife is not a complete man. Shunem is Zachar Nekeva Brab, Vayikra Shemam Adam. He called them together Adam. A person is complete when they have a spouse. Something in my mind. That's the first thing of the Simon. That's Isha. Something in my mind. Rabbi Call Adam Shain Lo Karka Ein Adam. The person doesn't own land to live in. He's lacking. Shunem Hashemayim Shayim Lashem. Adam. So it's the right thing to own your house, to own your place of living. It doesn't say by renting, it says you should have land. Could be, maybe renting is the same. I know somebody that called my Rebbe when he bought his house, and he said he doesn't want to buy a house because, this is what the person told my Rebbe, I know the guy, he said, because at this point, he said, if Mashiach comes, I just grab my suitcase and go. I have nothing tying me to Chutzlaritz. But once I own a house, so I'm here. I'm a Chutzlaritz person. That's what the guy said. So my Rebbe told him that a Pitaira person should own his place of living. So I don't know if he meant this Gemara or not, but that's what he told him.
Doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael.
Doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say a word about Eretz Yisrael. Something about Eretz Yisrael. The Shnemar Shemayim Shemayim Hashem Amar Ablazim Aydim Siv Esalei Ezer Kenegdai. I will make him a help. How does he translate Ezer Kenegdai? Help?
Help made opposite.
Help made opposite him. Zacha Ishrasai, Vizaicha. She will be his helpmate. Loi Zacha Kenegdai. If not, his wife can be his opposite. Zachrashi Kenegdai, Chaluka Olav, Sisaris Devarov. Whatever he says, she says the opposite. Big of the army. Rablazer Rami. He asked this as a contradiction. Now, this is a little bit difficult because the girsas here are a little bit difficult. Ksiv Knagdai. That's how the Yaivitz learned it. It's written without a yud, which would read Nagdai, which is a lotion of hitting him, whipping him. And Karinan Knagdai. Now the yud there is a little difficult because Knagdai shouldn't have a yud. Zacha Knagdai. If he's Zacha, she is together with him. Loi Zacha Mangudasai. If you're not Zaycha, she whips you. Rashi, Mangadasim, Iloksiv, Yud, Loshin Nagda the Malkus. It's a Loshin of whipping. Oh, that's what it is. So that took care so far of Isha Karka Ezer. Dr. Gemara Baiter. Now the next Gemara, I'm going to learn like most, I might even count, most Mepharshim learn. Don't think of my writer. Ashkechei, no, it's not the next Gemara, it's afterwards. Ashkechei, Rabbi Yaisi Lelio. Rabbi Yaisi found Lelio Anavi. Amalek, Ziv Eseloi Ezer. Meme Isha is Rasul Adam. How is a woman a helpmate of a man? Now, the Gemara is very difficult because, I mean, I could have answered that question. I'm not sure exactly what he meant. Amalek, he said, Adam may be chitin. Chitin kaisis? You bring wheat home. You chew wheat? Pishtan laivish? You bring flax. You wear the raw flax? Right? Isn't she enlightening his eyes in Mamedasa Raglov? She prepares his food, she makes his clothing, she takes care of him. Again, the question is a little bit difficult. Does Arshul say anything here?
Yeah, he's bringing raw materials and she...
I understand that, but what was his question? How does a woman help a man?
Got a woman mastery of life details, husband may formulate a grand plan that appears destined to succeed as wife sees beyond the plan to the practical detail.
I thought that his question was, is the pasuk mean spiritual or does the pasuk mean physical? He was asking her, what does the Torah mean when a woman helps a man? Is it talking physical or spiritual? And he's saying, simple pshat. She takes care of his physical needs. That's what I thought Jack McGuire is, but I don't know. To quote somebody, I have no Makar. Yes.
The whole birth process is the same thing, right? Man provides his bread, and then she, like, takes it for 9 months.
Exactly. Don't think of my right. The Amr Ablazim, my Dersev, and again, this is a very difficult Gemara to understand. My Dersev, it says in the passage, Zaysapam, this time, Etzame Atzamai, it's a bone from my bones, a bosom of sari. When Chava was created. What does it mean, this time? Melame Chabo Adam Akobahema Vachaya. Melaniskara Redaita Chabo Chava. Now, Rashi says, Zaisapam, Michlau the Pama Machem, she had other relationships, but they didn't work. Now, the question is this Gemara literal or figurative? Some of Parshim learned literally. He lived with every animal to see if they're his mate. And saw it's not his mate. And others say that figuratively, he figured out, is this the one that I'm supposed to mate with? So Baal Adam doesn't mean literal, it means he thought through the process. Is this the one I'm supposed to associate with? And he never got that till he got Chava. Again, it's not quite because I had to learn this. What does Archko say?
I can't accept the first shot.
What does Archko say?
Yeah,
Araf is not literally.
What?
Certainly, have to not engage or repeat.
He brings the second shot.
He says both.
Yeah, but Rashi says she made you. I mean, the
previous experience of the battle.
Charge the casual reader. Actually, contains profound insight.
What do you mean? He didn't actually read the whole page.
Anything.
So far in the simon we did Isha Karka Ezer Zeis. The Amar Rabbi Elazar Ma'idach Siv. We're bringing Rabbi Elazar's statements. The Nivruchu B'chol Kol Mishpachos Adama. Avraham Avinu was told that through him all the people would be blessed. But the word Nivruchu also means grafted. You graft a tree. So what is grafting? Amar Lakadosh Baruch Hu L'Avraham. Shtei Brechas Taivas. Two. What does he translate? Grabs? Branches?
Shoots to grab.
Yes, there are two people that have to join Klal Yisrael. Rus HaMeviviyom, V'Nam HaMeinus. They're going to come into your nation. Rashi Shtei Brechus Ki Mavrikus HaGefen. One who grabs a vineyard. Rus HaMeviviyom, V'Nam HaMeinus. Yassim HaMelochim HaMeviviyom. Kings and prophets came from them. Nam HaImush HaRachavim. Yassim HaMena Chizki HaVa'asa V'Yoshofot HaVetzadikim Gemurim. And Yeshaya Novi, Amit Amatziachim Ava, and Asa, I think, was the son of Amit. Ava, they were brothers. Weiter. Don't think of my Weiter. Yeshaya was the son of Amit. Amatzi was the king. Don't think of my Weiter. Kol Mishpachai Sadama. What does it mean, Kol Mishpachai Sadama? Afilu Mishpachai Sadaris Vadama. Even families that live all around the world, Amos Barachas El Beshu Yisrael, the pipeline of bracha comes through Klal Yisrael and goes to other nations as well. Kol Gayei Aretz is another pasuk that says, "V'nivruchu b'chol Kol Gayei Aretz." What's Gayei Aretz? Afilu Svinoi Sabos Migalya Laspanya. Even boats that travel. Einem is Barkas El B'shul Yisrael. Now, where you see that in Gayei Aretz? Rashi says, Tosfos says, you see it from the word Kol. Even those that are barely on the ground, they spend more time on the boats, will also be blessed. Everybody ultimately will give up their trade and go back to farming. They will go down from their boats, all those who have the masts, mashut means the oars, melachim, or the sailors, I believe. What?
Rowers.
Kol chayv lehayam. Sailors of the sea. Al-Aret Yamdu, they'll be on the land. Rashi, Yamdu al-Karki, Yenichum, Nasim, Lasik, Bukharish, and Bukhatshim. They'll leave and they'll go down.
I don't want to bring this up, but a lot of people, I have some friends, are actually going into the marijuana business. No, I'm not joking around. They've left their jobs to work in plantations.
A lot of your friends.
Who do you hang around with?
What?
Who do you hang around with?
I don't know.
I'm
from guys.
You
want to know who they are?
I don't want to know that.
What, you want initials?
No, I don't want
anything. In his seventh statement, is this a contradiction to six?
What do you mean?
Next one.
V'amar Ablazer. Ein loch umnes p'chusim in akarka. It is the lowest job to have. Shnemer v'yardu. Usually it says Yardei Hayam, you go down to the sea. Here it says they come down from their boats. That means they'll come down on a level. They'll have to go to a job that's less. Rashi Vyardu. It'll happen. It'll be part of an Einish, I guess, that people will have to leave their better jobs and go back to farming. It doesn't make it sound like it's a great thing. Does the article say anything different? They ask it as a contradiction to Gemara that said you need karka to be called an adam, and here we're saying it's a low-class job. That's why I spoke out. It's a land to live in. That's what you need. Something in my mind. V'yama Reblozer Chazal Hiara. He saw this land that Shadi made karka lepusya. They were plowing it to its width. Tubchatim, either planting it with cabbage or plowing it to its width. Amaloi itashti l'orka chafuka b'yitzkatav minach. You can do it both ways. You can do whatever you want. Doing business is better, more profitable. Rashi, shadim ekarva zera kruv. Lishnachrina karva harisha, kamay kruv v'tani, plow twice. Kamo demasik talim ekarva, lepushya l'reicha v'aruga. To the width, itashti l'orka chafuka b'yitzkatav minach, lishnachrina karva harisha, kamay twice. It's not as good as a business. Rav Olaveini Shibli. Rav went amongst the stalks. Kazinu the Kanaifa. He saw them blowing in the wind. You can blow all you want. Business is more profitable. Rashi. The wind blew them at each other. You can blow all you want. Ain't the hell is bad, Lufia Prakmata. Tadifenu Lushan Hanifuli Bimnifa, wave, do a fan. Meaning it's a blow, it's not blowing. We will stop here. We will continue, Mr. Shem, tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful